Blog Talk Radio.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neo-colonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land.
Free the land. We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
And we are back once again at the Voices of New Africa, the show dedicated to the liberation of New African people in support of the New African Independence Movement. I am your host, Brother Yera Amati, and as always, we will be having intellectual discussions about some of the things that are relevant to our people in our struggle for independence, for land, self-government, and the creation of an economic system that benefits the whole of society, that benefits our people instead of just individuals, the top ruling percent who have historically benefited from our collective exploitation. As I said, my name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera, and I want to give a big shout out to my fellow comrades. Usually we're joined by some of the brightest minds in the New African community. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to participate in today's show because they are in Louisiana. Many of our comrades are in Louisiana, where I'm actually supposed to be right now, but due to some situations here, I was not able to attend, and I wish I was there. But a big shout out to all of my comrades down there celebrating Black August celebration down in New Orleans. So big shout out to them, the Republic of New Africa, and all of the comrades all over the country who are celebrating this historic time that we refer to as Black August. And that leads us to what we try to do in every show, that is shine the spotlight on an individual, an event, or an organization that played a significant role in the struggle for New African independence, in the New African independence struggle. And today we want to shine the spotlight on, as I said, Black August. Now, Black August is a celebration, a revolutionary celebration within the New African community, within the New African revolutionary community here in America. And it started in the concentration camps, in the prison concentration camps, for the commemoration, for in honor of many of our fallen comrade freedom fighters, political prisoners in California, such as George and Jonathan Jackson, William Christmas, James McClain, Gotari Gotham, Golden. Because as we should know, in August 1970, Jonathan Jackson was assassinated in an attempt to liberate many of the three political prisoners and efforts to free his brother, George Jackson, another fellow revolutionary. And that following year in August, August 21st, which is actually today, August 21st, 1971, George Jackson, his brother, was also assassinated in an attempt to liberate himself. So because of that, organizers within the prison system, the concentration camps in prison, organized almost like a holiday, a new African holiday to honor this revolutionary movement. And in the late 70s, this movement spread outside of the prison system. And it was spread through revolutionary and celebrated through revolutionary organizations such as the New African Independence Movement, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, and revolutionaries all over the country. And it is a time where comrades unite, celebrate, sacrifice. There's fasting involved, reflection, planning, organizing to continue the fight for independence, land, self-government, and the creation of a socialist economy. in essence, true freedom in America. But there are other significant events that we also celebrate that occurred in August. August has historically been a month of resisting the oppression of the white power structure. And just briefly, I'll give some of the things, historical things that have went on in August. August 21st in 1791, that marks the beginning of the Haitian Revolution, led by Toussaint Louverture and General Dessalines. And this was the first independent African state that won its freedom from an oppressor, an oppressive slave nation. Of course, they defeated Napoleon and the French. And a lot of people don't understand, in that conflict, the Haitian people who basically overthrew the hands of slavery, chattel slavery, they were forced to pay reparations to the French government because they defeated their white slave masters. But that revolution began August 21st, 1791. In August 30th, in 1800, Gabriel Prosser planned the rebellion. It was set to begin on that day, August 30th. But, of course, if we understand history, we know that it was canceled. It was postponed due to a major storm, and ultimately one of the sellout snitches told, and that that derailed the insurrection, the revolution. But that they had, he had mass thousands of soldiers or freedom fighters to rebel against this oppressive system of slavery. That was in 1800 on August 3rd. August 21st, the Honorable the Prophet Nat Turner executed his rebellion, his insurrection against this institution of slavery, which several Europeans, several slave owners were killed. And we understand that he was snitched on also. August 22nd, 1843, a brother by the name of Henry Highland Garnett called for an all-out slave strike. Interesting. Something I think I need to do a little more research on. But that happened in August 22nd, 1843. On August the 2nd, 1850, this was the start of the Underground Railroad, the historic Underground Railroad. In 1963, in August, we had the March on Washington. In 1965, we had the Watts Rebellions. Some people call them riots, some people call them rebellions. And on March 18th, 1971, the Republic, the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa, headquarters in Memphis, in Mississippi, in Jackson, Mississippi, was raided by the police and the FBI on that day. On August 8th, 1978, police initiated a shootout with the MOVE operation. Shootout in which led to the death of a police officer. And we know, if we understand the history of MOVE, which we will be doing in detail sometime in the near future. Later on, the authority, the white power structure, actually was engaged with a confrontation in which they dropped a bomb on the MOVE house, and they killed several men, women, and children. And if you haven't heard about what happened with Operation MOVE, I suggest you look it up. It is quite the tale, and something that you don't hear about in the history book. But there have also been several significant freedom fighters born in the month of August. We have, of course, Dr. Matula Shakur, which is one of our political prisoners. Another political prisoners, Brother Maroon Russell Schultz. We have the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey, born on August 17th. And, of course, we have Chairman Fred Hampton Sr. of the Black Panther Party, Illinois chapter, who was with Mark Clark assassinated by the powers that be. But all of these great brothers, these great freedom fighters were born in the month of August. So as we see, the month of August has historically been a month of resistance, a month of our people fighting back against the white power structure. So on this day, we want to shine the spotlight. We want to highlight, we want to acknowledge the worldwide celebration for us in the New African Independence Movement, for people who consider themselves true African, New African revolutionaries, all of us who are truly fighting against the white power structure. We want to acknowledge Black August and give a big free the land to all of our comrades throughout the country who are celebrating, who are acknowledging that, who are planning, who are observing, who are honoring our fallen comrades on this day. So that leads us to our topic for the day. In honor of Black August, in the spirit of New African resistance against oppression, we want to deal with this spirit of resistance. And what I personally want to do, especially since we don't have our other comrades here on the line, I want to revisit some instructions left by one of our great freedom fighters, one of our political prisoners, Brother Sundiata Okoli. And he gave us some detailed instructions on how to resist the system of oppression. Things that we should be doing, especially in peacetime, so-called peacetime. And I don't know how long this so-called peacetime is going to work, because it's going to last, because as you can see with events that are going on in Milwaukee, from what happened in Ferguson to Baltimore, all over the country, South Carolina, there is a spirit of revolution. There is a spirit of change. You're having protests, which we understand is an attempt, is not really a revolutionary movement, but it's more so an attempt to reform the system. But these protests are becoming more and more physical, more and more violent. People are getting fed up. We've seen revolutionary actions taken by brothers who have been fed up with the system not giving us justice. So they've taken it into their own hands, and they have delivered revolutionary justice to the criminal police departments throughout the United States in retaliation for the murders of our brothers and sisters. So these are some detailed instructions from our brother, our great comrade, Brother Sundiata Okoli. And these are from his writings called Some Solutions or Things to Do to Support the New African Liberation Movement. And I'm going to jump right into this. Being that I'm doing this solo, I might have to take a break or something. I'm doing all this talking by myself, but that's all right. So some things to do. One of the first things that we need to do is New African people, because you have to understand that we have been struggling for so-called freedom for centuries now in this country. Always been struggling for freedom through chattel slavery, struggle for freedom through Jim Crow. We struggled through freedom through the revolutionary movements, civil rights movements in the 60s. We struggled for freedoms in the 90s, struggled for freedoms. And even today, with all of the police brutality, mass incarceration, the attacks on all levels, we're still talking about struggling for freedom. Why can't we obtain this elusive thing that we refer to freedom? Well, the first thing that we have to do is we have to define freedom concretely. We have to define it concretely in concrete things. So we have to define our objective. But before we even do that, we have to define ourselves in a concrete way. Because we call ourselves African Americans, Blacks, and all of these different titles. But what's needed is we have to recognize, first and foremost, this enemy that we are up against is a global enemy. It's not a localized national enemy that just exists here in the United States. It is a global enemy. It is a global oppressor that affects people from all around the world. So we must define ourselves in a way, in a manner that aligns ourselves with a global movement against this system of oppression, the system of white supremacy and racism. And therefore, we must define ourselves as a nation, right here in America, a nation of black people. And the reality of it is we have always been a nation. This is not a new concept. This is nothing new. It has always existed. Ever since the first African was forced into this system of chattel slavery, that was the birth of the new African nation. Although we came from different parts of the continent, had different languages, different nations, some of us may have even already been over here. Once we were united under this common struggle in this inhumane system of chattel slavery, the black nation came into existence. In fact, that is the very definition of what we call an oppressed nation. We here in America today are a neo-colonized, oppressed, subjugated nation, subjugated under the system of U.S. imperialism. So we have to define ourselves as a nation and understand, a lot of times we have a lot of people who talk about reparations. Well, you're not going to get reparations as an African-American, because African-American, I don't even know what that is. African-American is not a nationality. Even African is not a nationality. That is a continent. African-American is two continents put together, Africa and the Americas. And according to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, one thing that we have been denied and that we cannot be denied is a nationality. That is in the UN, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So we have to define ourselves as a nation concretely and align ourselves with a global struggle against this system of white supremacy and racism and exploitation. So that's the first thing we have to do, define ourselves concretely. The second thing is we have to define our goals and objectives concretely, in a concrete manner. And it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, freedom. How do we define freedom? Because we've been struggling for freedom. A lot of people say, well, we want to be free. We want to be free. We want freedom, justice, equality, and all of that good stuff. But what does that actually mean? Because a lot of us in a lot of our heads and a lot of us have good intentions because we've been agitated. We see what's going on. Social media has heightened the contradictions because so many videos of our people being brutalized and murdered by this racist white supremacist system. And our eyes are open to the reality of the situation. And it's causing a frustration and we want to do something, but we don't know what to do. Because we haven't defined our goals and objectives in a concrete manner. So freedom, if we want freedom, what is freedom? Well, we in the New African Independence Movement define freedom in terms of four things, four concrete things. Number one, we have to have independence. You cannot have freedom when you are dependent upon another people for your very livelihood. If the people who control your economic system, political system, social system, justice system, education system, all of the systems that govern your very lives are controlled by the individuals who have historically benefited from your exploitation. There is no such thing as freedom for you. You can't even solve your problems. You have no self-determination. And we today are so dependent upon this system of white supremacy, of racism, a system that has historically oppressed us and still oppresses us to this very day. We are so dependent upon this system that even if the system is destroyed, if the system falls, we will fall right along with it. So we have to break the chain of dependency on this system of exploitation, on this system of white supremacy, and we have to do that immediately. Because if we don't, there's absolutely no way possible for us to gain true freedom. Because a lot of people, see, we think our idea of freedom is not actually freedom. We think freedom is having white people accept us as equal, having white people treat us better. Don't really want to be free. We just want white people to accept us, to acknowledge us, stop hating us. Well, theoretically, if white people all of a sudden did start loving us, that's still not going to correct our problem, because we have a relationship, a subservient relationship to European people. And this is a global relationship. Everywhere you go around the world, you find the same relationship existing, and it is the result of global white supremacy, global capitalism, global exploitation, global imperialism, which imperialism is the highest form. So that's the first way that we must define freedom, as independence. Number two, the second way in which we must define freedom is land. The foundation of freedom is land. If you don't have land, you cannot have freedom, because if you don't have land, then that means that you are living on the ground in which you are walking on, the earth in which you lay your head is controlled by another people. So if you don't control the very area in which you dwell, then you're always going to be subjugated to the people who do. That's why you always hear us talk about free the land. So we have to define, we have to gain land. We have to control land. And I'm not just talking about buying some land from some white folks or leasing some rent land, because you can't really own land here in the United States. Because, see, if you own something, that means it's yours and they can't take it away from you. But in the United States, even if you pay for such and so many hundreds or thousands of acres of land, if you don't pay your taxes, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take it right back. So we have to have true control of land, thing that we must have in order to have real freedom. Because what we're doing is we're defining the four things that is necessary for true freedom in this country. For African people, we have to have self-government. So along with independence from this system of white supremacy and land, we have to have the ability to govern ourselves. If you don't have that, you can't have self-determination. You can't create for self. You can't create, bring into the type of systems that are going to benefit your people. So self-government is the number three thing that we need in order to have freedom. It's the number three way in which we define our freedom. And the fourth way, which is really important, and I think it's going to be hard for a lot of our people to grasp, because we've been indoctrinated into the system so heavily. But the fourth thing that we need in order to have true freedom is a socialist revolution, the establishment of a socialist economy. Now let me break that down. Let me go into detail about that. The current economic system that we are under today, which is known as capitalism, is detrimental. It is the root of much of the world's problem, not just African people, not just new African people, not just people who are on the continent, or African people throughout the diaspora, but everybody. The entire world has suffered under the system of global capitalism. Let me just throw out some things for you. The top 10% of the wealthiest people in the world control 90% of the world's wealth. 10%, the top 1% control almost 50% of the world's wealth. Look at that. So that leaves 90% of the world's population struggling, fighting, jockeying for position, trying to gain 10% of the world's wealth. Let me say that again. That leaves 90%, the overwhelming majority of the world's population, are struggling for the remaining 10% of the world's wealth. See, this economic system of capitalism which is designed to gain maximum profit for the ruling elite at the expense and exploitation of everybody else. This global system of capitalism. It creates poverty. It creates crime. Eight, disease. We can't collectively reach our highest level of human potential under this system of capitalism. And understand, you know, when we go back to what we're talking about, the things we need in order to gain true freedom in this country. If we gain independence, if we gain land, if we gain self-government, and we set up this same capitalist system that we're under in the United States, in our new African state, if we set up that same economic system, then brothers and sisters, we're going to get the same results. The only thing that we will be doing is we will be trading white oppressors for black oppressors. And we will not gain true freedom. We just gain new oppressors. And I don't think that's really what we want here in the new African independence movement. We don't want to say, well, you know, I want to stop being a slave. I want to be the slave master and let somebody else be a slave. That's not what we're going for. We need to eliminate the system that is producing this slave culture, this slave reality, slave states. So those are the four things that we need in order to have freedom. We need independence from the system of white supremacy. We need land because the foundation of freedom is land. We need self-government. We have to have the ability to govern ourselves so we can create an economic system that benefits the whole instead of just the ruling elite at the expense and the exploitation of everyone else. We have to have that. And a system like that exists. We call it scientific socialism. Study Kwame Nkrumah. System in which the means of production, the industry, controlled by the people by way of the state initially. But the ultimate goal is to have people in control of the things that govern our lives. So let us move on. And while time is moving rapidly, very fast, but so far, in order for us to things to do by Sundiata Okoli, I am doing a review, a brief review of some of his instructions left for us in honor of Black August, in honor of the resistance movement. So far we've said we have to define ourselves concretely as a black nation, a new African nation. We have to define our goals, and our goals are freedom. And freedom is, as we stated, independence, land, self-government, and socialism, scientific socialism. The other thing that we have to do is we have to define our friends and our enemy in a concrete manner. We have to define our friends and our enemies in a concrete manner. I was actually in a debate with this guy, and he was basically defining, well, you know what? Our enemies are anybody who is a mulatto. And I was like, well, you know what? If you're trying to have a nationalist organization, a revolutionary organization, that's not the best way to define your criteria for membership of your group. You know, just saying, well, you know what? They're too light-skinned, or your hair is too, you know, not kinky enough. You know, but not to get into that beef, because I don't even want to bring that foolishness into this equation. But we have to define our enemies concretely. And by defining our enemies, we have to look at what's the true enemy of our people? What's the true enemy of African people? Because a lot of people look at our enemies and we think that they're just a bunch of redneck white boys who don't like us because we are black. And I wish that it was that simple. I truly wish that it was that simple. And we are about to leave the national broadcast. So if you're listening on the internet, you can look us up later on in the online on the archives, but we will continue this discussion for those of us who are on the phone. And you can listen to the whole thing later in its entirety if you're on the internet watching or listening. But back to defining our enemies concretely. The thing that is really oppressing our people, it's not just a group of redneck white boys who don't like you because you are black. We are being oppressed. We are being exploited by a system. I'm going to say that again. We are being oppressed by a system. So what are those? Well, really systems, plural. What are those systems? Those systems are imperialism, colonialism, and capitalism. When we talk about colonialism, today it is manifested as neo-colonialism. What that means is white power with a black face. So I'm going to say that again. Are underlining are the systems of imperialism, colonialism or neocolonialism, and capitalism. Now, understand that the biggest controllers of these systems is the United States government. So, in essence, by extension of the systems, the United States government is also our enemy. But the class of people who control the United States government are called the ruling elite or the bourgeoisie. So to break it down even farther, our enemies are the ruling elite, that top 1% that controls all of the world's resources, the bourgeoisie. Because understand something about capitalism is that it breaks society into class. It creates classism. Capitalism is based on about four different things. Based on exploitation, racism, and classism. And it's something else that's just losing me. I apologize. But we are rapidly running out of time. But like I said, capitalism breaks society down into different classes of people. And at the top of that, you have the bourgeoisie, the ruling elite, which help to maintain and create the systems which oppress us, which I said before, are imperialism, capitalism, and colonialism or neocolonialism. So they are our enemies. This is our external enemy, because we have both an external enemy and an internal enemy. And I'm going to run through this quickly because we're just about out of time. Under that, you have what's called the petty bourgeoisie. The petty bourgeoisie are the class of people which are professionals, the athletes, entertainers. And that now I'm getting it. Well, let me backtrack. Our external enemy are those individuals who are members of the ruling elite. Our internal enemies, which are members of the, which they're no real ruling class of blacks. Let's get that straight. They're not real because we don't rule anything in this country. But they're are a class of people. There is a class of people who are paid by the ruling elite, the whites, in order to control the masses of our people. And we call those the national bourgeoisie. These are individuals who are paid in place to be the leadership of our people. But in reality, what they're getting paid to do is to make sure that they lead us away from anything that is going to ultimately bring about revolution. These are the national bourgeoisie, the national black bourgeoisie. we call them coons. What did he got a song out called Coon? And up under that, you have what's called the petty bourgeoisie. Now, the petty bourgeoisie are the class of people which would be referred to as the entertainers, the athletes, the professionals, the doctors, the lawyers, the teachers. Now, those individuals who support the system, capitalism, imperialism, colonialism, the white power structure, those members of this particular class that support these things are our enemies. Those who support the New African Independence Movement are our friends. Okay, let me speed up. Right up under that, you have what's known as the proletariat. This is the working class, the people. These primarily where we will get most of our friends from, because these are the biggest victims of the system of exploitation. You know, to make it simple, when you define your friend and enemy, those individuals who are members of the proletarian class, who support the war effort, who support the New African independence movement, they are our friends. Those who side with the system of racism and white supremacy, they are our enemies. Under that, you have the semi-proletarian, you have the lumpkin class, and I'm running out of time, so we're going to have to wrap this up, and we will probably continue this in another show. So I'm just going to go straight to a conclusion, and we're going to end this thing. First of all, I want to thank everybody for joining us every week. Next week, we will probably be on our regular schedule with a regular guest, and everything will be back on point. My name is Brother Prophecy, a.k.a. Yera Amadi. Continue our celebration. Continue your research. Continue the struggle. Continue to understand, to actively resist the system of oppression, white supremacy, racism. Study the systems that actually oppress us. Get involved with a revolutionary movement instead of just a reactionary movement. If we tried voting, we've tried protesting, we've ran for office, we have a black president, we've done all of these things, and they have not worked. So in order to get what you haven't gotten, you got to do what you haven't done. So I encourage everyone to study and research and get into the New African Liberation Movement, the New African Independence Movement. Until next week, thank you for joining us. I love you. To my comrades out in Louisiana, have a safe journey back home. Free the land.
We have been trained to hate ourselves and love white people.
We still are exploited as a people. We're constantly fighting for resources.
We've never been citizens, except on paper.
The participants of this are normally victims of this neo-colonialist system.
You're listening to the voices of New Africa. Free the land. Free the land. Free the land.
We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by...